Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Believers, we got a lot to talk about tonight. We got a proposal. We got Lucha Atomica. I said, hey, we even got a special guest. So stick around.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
There we go. It's a celebration, everybody. Guys, you know what time it is.
Graduation time.
It's graduation time. Guys, you're gathered here. Before we give you your diplomas and your caps, and I just want to reflect on the school year and just how proud I am of all of you guys.
Thank you.
Guys, it's about that time. We're talking Season 4, Episode 9, Lucha Underground, Match Made in Heaven. My name is Ty Matthews. Y'all can find me on social media at TyMatthewsPMA. More importantly than that, to my left, a very, very special guest, friend of the show.
Hey.
You can find him online at London Foo.
Yeah.
He's the leader of the rabbit tribe himself. Guys, welcome Paul London.
Don't tell the white rabbit that.
he thinks you're...
I'm the leader of the above ground...
There you go.
...faction.
There you go. Exactly. Just this chapter of the rabbit tribe.
Yes.
To Paul's left.
Yep.
Another absolutely vital part of the team here. You can find her online at Rachel Sam Evans or Rachel Sam Vance. Really depends on how your brain works.
Sure
you
is.
Can also find her at Gamma Ray TV because she's Rachel Sam Evans.
Thank you for the plug, Dad. D? I almost said Daddy and then I felt weird. So I just stopped it at Dad. I'm so sorry.
this got weird real quick. Usually it gets to about 3 or 4 minutes in before it starts getting weird.
It's been weird.
Let's get weird.
Let's get real weird right off the bat.
Yeah.
Rachel, how you doing?
Oh, man, am I good.
You doing good?
Yeah, I played some accordion today. I'm feeling fresh. I'm feeling
new.
I saw
the video.
Yeah, I got caught.
That's not what I...
You didn't bring it with you?
Oh, no. She doesn't travel well.
Damn it.
To Rachel's left, been here since day one. Mm-hmm. He's not in the booth. He's at the table right now. He's a documentarian, historian, wrestling fan, toy collector. You can find him online at Jimbo in the booth. Jim's Frank.
Yeah, there's tons of stuff all over this table, including El Rey hats and Lucha masks.
It's
and
real
Lucha
busy. Figures. It's a real busy table.
An absurd Snickers bar.
Exactly. But that's all for the eye candy, the visual component, the people that are watching on YouTube. But for the people that are listening on iTunes...
I'm going to whisper the entire time.
We got something special for you a little bit later on. But let's get into this episode.
Let's start with a vignette.
Bruce Wayne voice.
Let me get my cord out from under you, Paul London, real quick. Oh. There we go.
It is a cord.
Now we're good. So let's talk.
Long cord.
Back to one.
Antonio Cueto.
With
Mariposa trying to seduce him into a Gift of the Gods title shot.
I love that she was like, I've always wanted to bone you, but I'm not here for that
now. But any Cueto. Any
Cueto. Yeah, anyone from the Cueto family. But exactly. Like, Matanza's been available.
That's true.
She stayed available.
Yeah.
But I do like the fact that she chose to say that she wasn't trying to seduce him because it makes it seem like that was just genuine. She just like really wants to get it in.
Exactly. She just wears low-cut dresses like that all the time.
All the time.
You know. Sure. And just has stacks of cash.
Yeah, 20K. There's mobs around 20K.
I am very rich. Yeah. What did you say?
Yeah, my family has a lot of
They're from La Jolla, of course,
Is it La Jolla or Costa Mesa? No, La Jolla, right?
They're announced as from La Jolla.
Oh, okay, yeah. The girls look like that down there.
I believe it. I've never been, but...
Yeah. With those masks.
Yeah, it's a new fashion thing that's been going on. It's pretty sexy, but it's to keep you from getting face... skin cancer.
There you go.
Well, yeah, I mean, I do appreciate the fact that the angle that they were shooting her at was just only... Like, you cannot talk about anything else because her face is literally covered.
Right.
It is just...
It might as well have been a sensor bar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is that, too. They're progressive down there in La Jolla.
Now, Paul, we haven't talked to you at all this season. What are your thoughts on the kind of the changing of the guard from Dario running the temple to an Antonio Cueto?
I haven't even talked to me this season. That's a very tasty question. Well, I think he's a nice man. I think he is an honorable man. But he's new. And so we'll yet to see what happens with Antonio Cueto. But his son was, well, he was a party guy, and we liked him.
Jeez.
Where do you think he learned how to party from?
Oh, yeah. My God.
Yeah. Do you think he learned it from his dad?
He just lets anyone have access to the top of his office?
Exactly. We've spent a lot of this season doing the Antonio voice. It's pretty fun to do. Between the gruffness and the Castilian lisp.
Speaking of old and new, what do you think of the new temple?
The new temple, the ice box. It's efficient. I think it's... I really like it. I think it's what I would imagine the Clippers would feel like if they were able to get their own arena. Do you know what I mean? So
not at all.
Wait, I don't think we do.
No, totally. I mean, ice house, and it was rumored to be haunted. Mm-hmm. And I think that a lot of that added to just the atmosphere of this season.
That venue hadn't been touched in quite a few years, right?
It hadn't. I think it's rumored to be destroyed.
I think, yeah, it's not there anymore.
It was leaking when we went.
Yeah.
There was a bucket.
That's right. Yeah. We went and did some interviews, and there was we heard nothing but the drip and a big tupper, like a big plastic container, just to catch the leak.
Well, it's just all sorts of hazards waiting to happen.
Of course.
Catacombs and it leaks. Would be we were
just talking about haunts before this was started.
You are the haunt master general. Yeah. It's like...
I love that.
I love it.
I'm going to Scare LA.
Dope.
Great.
Dope.
Did you go ghost hunting when you were at the new temple?
We tried a little bit. Mm. A few of us.
Who was it?
Matanza's pretty big on that stuff.
Into the ghostly encounters?
Yeah.
All right.
Willie Max, a big ghost fan.
Really?
This would be a great show.
The thing is, there was the locker room set had a photo taken in it by the crew, mm-hmm. and there was a glowing face, like clearly behind them, that was not any of them.
Oh my!
So that went around for a while, and everyone was walking through this locker room set, and they're like, "It's so cold right here." It's like, get the fudge back to catering,
because well, that's is where it belongs. An ice house, so.
Yeah, exactly. It was really fun. I thought the building was efficient. Mm-hmm. I don't know how else to say it. It's just that, you know, it's like catering is all over here and it's always there and production's always here. And, you know, it's just there's nothing. At the other building, it was like guys would take over different rooms. It was strange. Whereas this was more open where it needed to be, everyone is more communal in that sense, that everyone's kind of needing to be a locker room.
And sure.
Productions needing to be production, and
as
the cooks stay in the kitchen.
As far as like the vignettes and the things that we see going on backstage,
everything was in house.
Do you have a favorite like set or a favorite locale that they've?
Yeah, I mean, biased. I love our underground layer.
Sure. You know? And the kind of Wonka-esque sort of hallway that was leading to
that.
It?
That was something entirely. Else, I mean, that was, you know, like a week before, like 2 weeks before we started shooting, I hurt my neck like super really bad in Peru. I was in a hospital in Peru.
Oh boy.
They gave me these giant rhino syringes and they were like, just inject your neck with these. And I was like, oh, what?
No.
It was nuts, man. So then 2 weeks later, and we're like right in pre-production for this thing. And and so we saw that initially, and I thought, okay, like I can't be hurt right now. That's not, I can't do that.
Right, exactly.
So, I mean, I was hurt for most of the season, but that whole set was just mind-blowing. And it was completely, like, don't you dare take pictures of this, that I have to keep it under wraps. So
right.
To see it in the trailer, the way they did it was just fun. Mala Suerte lived up to his name while we shot that in that set.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Was he not, didn't have the best luck?
There was a shot, I mean, keep in mind, we were probably there at, like, 1 a.m. or something. and you have to wear these booties when you get on there so you don't track paint onto the
freshman. Oh, okay.
So anyways, we're walking, and the thing is literally at a slant, and then there's that little hole at the end. And so behind that hole is a block. sorry, fourth wall, I'm going to shatter you. There's this, like, a stepping block back there in curtains, but it's completely dark. So he's like, oh, come on, let's go this way. And he's like, take whatever. And we're going back there. And he just had this, and like, he stepped where there was nothing.
Oh, no.
And just bit it and, like, almost brought the whole thing down.
Was he okay?
Eventually.
Yeah, he was selling it for a minute.
Well, speaking of Malasuerte's bad luck, we find out that he
should have stayed in the people world. He's
chosen to be the newest sacrifice to the gods, to Matanza
Cueto. He zip-zapped out of there. Sure did. Yep. That's later.
No, that's the next thing we're talking about.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, yeah. What's up with the cartoon Foley in this match?
Oh, boy.
The Flintstones. Oh, the Dink Donks.
And the hops.
That was something that we haven't seen since the air guitar of the World Wide Underground. Oh. The Bill and Ted-esque guitar
sounds.
Never
in matches, though, unless it's the chop.
Yeah. Like
the gunshot.
There's the,
super kick.
We haven't really had the opportunity right? to see something like this in matches because it's Lucha Underground, so we get it afterwards. We get it in post.
And y'all fill me in on exactly. I've heard about this.
So when at one point when Malasuerte has Matanza in the corner and he kind of gives him the sort of speedback punch, like, you hear the sound of like when someone's getting ready to run and they're running in place in like Hanna-Barbera cartoons. But it's like the. It's not that sound, but it's the, like, what's the sound?
Oh. You have to make it.
Soundboard guy?
Yeah.
God, what is it?
You have to make it. But that one wasn't as egregious as the donk.
Boink.
It boinked.
Oh, was that on the when he hops and runs?
Yeah. No, it was after.
There was noise on that.
He jumps off the top, hops a few times, then gives him like a drop kick. But when he gives him the drop kick, it's, I swear to God, it's almost like the sound of like Hans Moleman getting hit in the groin with a football. Like,
yeah.
It's so good. So good. A lot of interesting Foley work in this match.
Wrath of the gods and send him away.
No, you looked very sound depressed. Effect. Well, yeah, I was impressed. Very impressed. Matanza's an impressive creature.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, have you ever fought anyone with sound effects?
No, never. It seems terrifying.
I guess it doesn't work.
Are you saying, are you saying those were like weapons that Malasuerte had employed to.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Like Jones and Police Academy?
I mean,
there you go.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you seem like pretty pleased.
We haven't seen.
I suggested he used them.
We haven't seen Malasuerte and Michael Winslow in the same room together. I'm just saying.
What's under that mask?
Excuse me. What? These are the top five conspiracies about.
This just turns into a dark five.
Oh, hey, what's up, you guys?
Rachel. Reptilians, they're everywhere on this show.
So Malasuerte, RIP, gone too soon. He is spirited away after the Wrath of the Gods, and now the rabbit tribe is down to two.
Mm.
Or I guess three if you count the white rabbit himself.
Whoa. Who is in the cage?
That's true. That is true. I forgot about the dark...
The evil rabbit.
The dark masquerade.
The hair, right?
From what it seems like, yeah.
I don't know.
Can you tell us anything about that?
I don't know.
Can we talk about that vignette?
I don't know.
Oh my god. Paul, we have to talk about you murdering the shit out of Masquerita Sagrada.
I didn't
with
do
a
that.
Stick.
I didn't do that.
It was so bloody.
Who was it?
There was so much blood.
That was a guy named Paul.
So weird.
Paul.
But
Rabbit.
I was told that happened and I guess it happened. I didn't want to. I didn't think I was supposed to. Mm-hmm. But I wanted to.
Mm-hmm. Great. God, this is so weird.
No, I get
it.
Like,
it's the weirdest feeling. Well, yep.
That's... Joey and Jack versus XO.
Well, before we...
Oh, shit. That was amazing.
Before we get to that tag match, guys, we have to gotta keep the lights on. We gotta talk to the listeners / viewers out there, depending on the type of platform that you're watching on. Like I said, if you're listening on iTunes, got a little treat for you later on, courtesy of Rich Sam Evans. But for now, AfterBuzzers, our network produces after shows for nearly all of your favorite TV shows. Now, that's everything from dramas to reality TV to sci-fi and more. There's absolutely no network out there that works harder to serve TV fans. But We need your help. So we're asking you to please subscribe to one or more of these YouTube channels. By subscribing to our channel, YouTube is going to suggest content that's tailor-made for you, and you're going to help AfterBuzz continue to grow just like it's done these last couple years. And if you're worried about those pesky notifications, hey, don't be, because you can click those bad boys right off. You can turn right off. It's the power of choice. You can have it your way, just like the king always said. And so go ahead and hit that subscribe button right now for this channel. Check out our other AfterBuzz channels while you're at it. Let us know you did so in the comments, and we're going to thank you on air, just like Trending Danny did. Left us a glowing review on iTunes. Thank you very much. Just like Crazy Sid. That's Sid with a C-I-D. Just you know, like the L Sid.
Like
you know.
Sid.
Yeah, exactly. So thank you guys very, very much for leaving those reviews. Keep doing that. We'll keep shouting you out. But for now, thank you so much for being the best fans and for helping us be the ESPN of TV talk. Now let's talk about tag team action.
Let's please.
A tag team match, player.
Evie and EXO versus Joey and Jack.
Yeah.
Is that what y'all are constructing over here?
No, we were just playing around.
We have our little guys every week. And it's fun. It helps when we have to demonstrate moves and whatnot.
Like the STO that Evie hit.
Oh, man. Hammerlock STO.
So the match was EXO and...
EXO and Eva and Ivelisse versus Jack Evans and Joey Ryan.
Yeah. What were some highlights?
Well, I would say everything that EXO did.
Love EXO. Yeah, we're big fans of EXO-licious here.
EXO's awesome.
Every time he's in the ring, it's like, ooh.
Yeah, definitely.
At one point, it was like a Street Fighter combo. He hits an awesome drop kick that kind of reminded me of your drop salt.
Sure. Oh, yeah. It's more of a one-legged one, right?
Yeah. Then, that's my favorite.
And then he does like an old school breakdancer coffee grinder, but he sweeps the leg
there
out.
There you go.
And then he does the jumping split leg drop. Mm-hmm. It's like if you were playing a video game and you just hit your combo bar.
Exactly.
That jumping split leg drop, I don't know if he's done it on Lucha yet, mm-hmm. but he does it from the top rope.
Yeah.
Jesus. Wow.
He does it from the top rope, and it's the gnarliest thing I've ever seen. Because it's like a... It's a deep hit, right? It's just right up in there. That's the technical term.
The combo in the corner with the butt, right? That's another multi-hit combo.
Of course. Like,
finish him.
Well, yeah. He does more of like a shake.
Isn't that crazy?
Oh,
it's like Seymour.
But, like, more than just... I feel like he pulls off doing these gimmicky things, but in a way that's still super powerful and impressive.
Absolutely, yeah. And it's
judging by the end of this match, which we will get to later.
Right. And it's... I think the temple is such kind of a perfect locale for this character to be portrayed in this, like, in this light.
Yeah.
You know? Because it's not... It's not being... He's not being patronized, and he's not being, like, made a joke. You know,
no,
like
he's
you
respected.
Said, going back to Street Fighter, I mean, is there any other wrestling, pro wrestling, however you want to look at it, platform that presents itself much like Street Fighter?
Right.
Mm. I mean, it's kind of, it goes back to like kind of the first days of UFC, you know, when you had like Ninja versus Sumo and there were like no rules. And
sure.
It was actually entertaining.
Or like Deadliest Warrior. Did you ever watch Deadliest Warrior?
I did. Love that show. Refresh my memory.
Gangster versus
Deadliest Warrior. Yeah, they would.
The history of them, right?
Well, no, it'd be like.
They would take different, like warriors from different eras and like break down, okay, these are the weapons they use. These are the strategies they use. This is what it might look like if they like fought.
Yeah, I think a friend of mine was on that as like a Persian warrior.
Yeah.
He was such a sissy.
And they had crazy, crazy weapons like the Aztecs. Real quick, this tangent won't last very long.
The pumpkin cutter.
But the Aztecs used this weapon called a mequetle that used like jagged bits of obsidian. It was like two boards with jagged bits of obsidian in between. Wow. And they had this like ballistic gel horse that they decapitated with it on the show just to show like what it could do. It was pretty wild.
I remember the Islanders had all these things with teeth.
Mm-hmm.
And they'd hit you with it and the teeth would just stay in you.
Love it.
And EXO has Seymour.
Love it. And EXO has Seymour. Canonically,
back to the match.
His butt is named Seymour.
I don't know.
It's in canon.
He'll be in studio next week.
Yeah, really? There we go.
Oh, that's awesome.
There we go. Very special guest. We're going to keep this trend going next week.
Lucha has beat Hollywood to the trend, if you think about it, because, you know, Hollywood is starting to listen, I think, as far as Not to get too crazy, but you know, as far as you know, I think Catwoman, I think, was just cast right in this recent
Batwoman
thing. Or Batwoman.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. Batwoman.
Yeah. Oh yeah, representation is
representation.
Huge on Lucia. Yeah,
representation. Thank yeah. you. And so I think you know that's XO is pretty groundbreaking.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
In that sense of just the amount of voices that XO represents.
Yeah, and I think to that point, near the end of this match, we see mm-hmm. Jack Evans hit this wild springboard spin kick, and then
Jack
get him.
Jack Evans is incredible.
He locks him Absolutely. In that modified Goga Plata, and he XO kind of gets that sort of Steve Austin moment where he yeah. doesn't tap out, but he passes out.
I was so happy they gave that to him because mm-hmm. that's so important to make him look strong, and like it makes it a more important match than a just. Normal yeah,
just a random tag match yeah, or four exactly. guys thrown together.
Yeah, because at the end of that, we all would have been like, oh, that was great.
Mm-hmm.
But now it's like, oh, I see what you're trying to build here.
Right.
And sure. I love it.
And so Jack Evans, yeah, he continues kind of beating him up after the match. And even Joey and Ivelisse are kind of trying to sort of stop him. And yeah. so, yeah, we'll see where this kind of goes from there.
You brought up a good point. This might be a Joey XO.
That's what it looked like it could have been going towards when... At first, when Joey was kind of trying to shoo him off and say, like, look, we already won. I mean, that's just me extrapolating, like, many,
yeah, but
many
then
steps.
Edie came in.
Right, exactly.
So, the three of them could go for trios titles.
That's also true.
I don't want to see that.
Jack's an incredible antagonist also.
Oh, for sure. I mean, mm-hmm. And it's crazy that he went for all of last season with his jaw wired shut and was still able to do the same thing.
Yeah, I mean, he's antagonizing people with the board. Right
exactly.
Over there.
Yeah.
Right. So, I mean, he's just, it's like his Lodi. Athleticism, you know, his personality really shines on that show. And I think that's what's really special about just everything that's done is, you know, it goes back to, like you were saying, you're glad it wasn't just a tag match where it just kind of, you know, it's like they add that extra layer for storytelling, I guess, yeah. you know, but it mm-hmm. just, there's no real wasted moments. Not that every moment gets the most use out of it because, mm-hmm. you know, that's the beauty of doing this stuff, but we aim for every moment, you know, it's like, well, you'll see.
Love it.
Now
we saw Mariposa in Antonio Cueto's office earlier. Now we get a Dragunov Tekka Jr.'s very first defense of the Gift of the Gods title against Mariposa. What do you guys think?
She can get her money back. I would definitely try.
Right?
Yeah.
It didn't work out.
What is that called? Like a what is that called? The when you just like buyer's remorse.
Oh, there you go. Exactly.
Just like,
That was like a test one, right?
In Bloodsport, when they're like, Frank Dukes is late, you know? And the guy tries to bribe him, and then he walks in and takes the money back out of his gi. Like,
that's right.
Okay. Yeah.
I like this match. I thought it was good.
Sure.
Did she not win? She shows her. I mean, she's tough.
You know? She's very tough.
Right.
But what was that? What was that move?
The butterfly effect.
Yeah.
Yeah. The vertebrae. Yeah.
That was incredible.
Yeah. Definitely.
She's very strong.
Mm-hmm.
And Dragon Azteca's 450 splash.
Oh, that's
God,
the
so
450
clean.
Splash off the. Yeah.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
I knew that one.
There you go.
Hi. Okay, gotta go.
Well, it's been fun.
All right. Buddy.
I really didn't think she had any chance of beating him.
No,
and we had talked about kind of stories like this where it's sort of just like someone kind of strapping in for a lot of successive title defenses, and sure. it's like a few of them have to be, I guess, for lack of a better term, sort of tomato cans that just kind of like feed the story.
It's just interesting. I wonder if they're going to give that much story to every one of his matches because.
Right.
I mean, he's fixing to do a lot of
them, right? In terms of, like, the kind of the vignette that we saw setting this up.
Exactly. Like, sure. Do you think we're going to need that with all of them?
Not necessarily that we would need it, but I like the idea of making it not so random, you know?
Sure.
It's not like he said, I'm going to defend my title, and someone just, like, signed up. Like,
because that happens sometimes, where people just show up.
Right.
Yeah.
But it's also, like, one thing that gets forgotten in wrestling is that, like, it's a wrestling show and matches are supposed to be booked already. Like, so many shows we see matches just kind of get set up by people running into each other in the corner.
And it's such a weird concept, isn't it?
What was planned for that time before?
Yeah.
Just winging it.
Yeah.
Well, BYOM.
Yeah. It's like more of like an improv jam sesh.
That's what it is. It's a lot of yes-anding going on.
Yeah.
Yo, are you doing anything tonight?
Yeah.
No?
You want to jam?
I like to challenge for that title. It's all right. I mean, I'm not really doomed. I had plans, but whatever. But that worked.
I could squeeze it in.
Cool.
Yeah, you know. But we see this nice little kind of cross-legged folding press.
The butterfly net.
Yeah.
Butterfly net.
I like
it. That's
what is
I
that
like that.
What is that?
Here. Oh,
perfect. Yeah, now we got to use
I
our
swear
figures.
I've seen this show.
Her arms were like this, and then he was like...
Oh, for the pin.
Yeah.
Oh, and then he bridges up while her legs
are up.
Yeah, yeah.
Crosses her legs.
And then it ends up being like this thing, kind of like...
I can't bend them any more than that.
Yeah, they're not...
It would be like that, right?
Well, not with the full bridge. Not with the full bridge.
Oh.
Okay. No, because he's on this side of her, and he's just kind of like...
Her legs are crossed.
Great podcast.
Oh, yeah, her legs are crossed.
This could be taken so wrong.
It kind of stops at that point, though. He's sitting and he has her kind of like her feet.
I know what you're talking about.
It's the pin that like Hero does a lot.
Okay, I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
Okay, great.
Like a package. Little.
Exactly.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Exactly. But with the cross legs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kind of sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then this next match.
If the intention
It's actually
different.
What you do to your siblings when you're younger.
Oh, yeah.
You just sit on their head.
Maybe that's
and
why
fart
I think
on.
It's. No.
Everyone did that.
Nobody's ever farted on my head to me.
Of course.
Well, then you were the fartee.
I was not. I was a kid sister.
We're just two ladies.
Kid sisters.
I'm a perpetual kid sister.
That came to life.
Uh huh.
Like Dolly Dearest.
Yes. I'm still not full human.
It's just Kim Cattrall from Mannequin.
Like Small Wonder.
Mannequin.
You know. Oh, man.
Starship?
Now, we've got, in our main event, we've got Lucha Atomicos. One of my favorite types of matches. Eight-man tag. But as we saw last week, Vibora has been relieved of his head. So
this is kind
of
like what you were talking about. Oh, just making things fit with like, well, who's around?
What did Johnny say?
What's going to happen?
Yeah.
Your tall friend.
Your tall pal.
Your tall pal.
Did he
show up after he got his head cut off?
No. Now,
that would have been so dope.
Not yet.
I watched things out of sequence, I guess.
The thing that I kind of took issue with this is like, we get something as kind of grandiose as a decapitation, mm-hmm. but like, the Reptile Tribe makes their entrance first, and Cobra Moon gets on the mic, and she just basically talks about it like, yeah, we found out about it backstage, and now we're fine.
Yeah, like, we're like, that's a bummer.
Yeah,
here's somebody else.
I would have really liked, and what I thought for sure was going to happen, is that maybe Reptile Tribe comes out first, they don't know where Vibra is, Worldwide Underground comes out, they've got his head, just like, kind of Jean-Pierre Lafitte style.
Yeah.
Just hanging.
Or his sheddings.
Yeah, exactly. I thought we were going to actually see the emotional reaction from Cobra Moon of seeing like her muscle basically having been murdered.
Her tall boy.
He's a long boy.
That brings another question up. You're a reptile mom, aren't you? I am
little Bruce.
So do reptiles show emotion?
Here's what they tell you no,
mm-hmm.
but I don't believe it. I don't believe it for one goddamn second.
Mm-hmm.
Because I know that when I give him a raspberry, but he wants a blueberry, he's like.
I thought you meant like a raspberry, like.
Oh, so sweet! And he FaceTimed with my mom last night, and he was doing the thing they greet you and they do this
the bob up and down.
Yes.
Oh, really?
The push up.
Yeah.
Oh.
And so, a reptile.
I have a tortoise.
That's okay. I thought so. I thought you had.
Oh man.
Hi.
Cool. My tortoise definitely understands emotion.
Absolutely. Right. And so, like, even if it's not like, I love you, it's definitely like, I appreciate what's happening.
Right. I see what you're doing.
I see what you're doing, and I'm here for it.
And I'm acknowledging it. I'm here for it.
Yeah, exactly.
So, with your needs, as far as, like, Cobra Moon showing emotion,
yeah.
I'm just trying to think, like...
She'd beard out.
Yeah, but she'd be like...
Yeah, exactly. That's what Bruce does when he's mad.
What happened to my guard?
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's what I'm asking for.
Yeah, I want her to beard out.
Is that so much?
So in his place, we get their very special replacement, the newly reborn, brought back from the dead.
With Venom.
Jeremiah Snake.
The creatively named Jeremiah Snake.
Snake.
I'm a slippery snake.
You think he had all that gear already made?
It could be. It very well could
and
be.
He had like another character.
I love that mask that he was wearing.
Yeah, it's very cool. Mad Max-ish.
Yeah.
That's what I get off of that.
The villain from Fury Road?
Just that whole...
Yeah.
There's something in the...
And Morton Joe?
Yeah. It's all the parts of Jeremiah Crane that I dig. Like, it's the brooding and the, like...
Thumbs up, the thumbs brooding. Down.
No thumbs up, no thumbs down. We only got thumbs up this time.
The self-promotion? Oh, that's half of it. By my...
Now that we've got the Reptile Tribe fully complete, we get the Worldwide Underground. But Johnny Mundo knows that he's going to need, you know, a fully formed team at full power. So he sends Ricky Mundo to the back.
Someone he can count on. With he doesn't need Ricky.
Nope, doesn't need Ricky with his creepy doll. So he brings out Aerostar, of all people, which I was the last person I was expecting.
Especially with that bandana on.
Mm-hmm.
Clearly a vehicle, but that's I'm fine with it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it put the Worldwide Underground like more in the look, we're sweet people now.
Yeah.
It solidified that, so it's a useful tool.
Yeah, obviously this was a very kind of like sharp turning point. I mean, I guess we've kind of been seeing it coming this season since like the Reptile Tribe are positioned as villains.
I mean, he was literally Indiana Jones, one of the most beloved figures of all time.
Right.
In a vignette. So, but like, obviously we're supposed to like him.
But he's still the guy that says, I'm going to fucking take you to Slam Town.
But now we like that, right? Ty.
What do you think, Paul?
Slam Town.
Yeah.
Sure. I thought it was more Alan Quartermain. No, I'm kidding. I just...
From League of Extraordinary Gentlemen?
From Canon Films.
That's Alan Quartermain.
Yeah.
There you go. Wow.
I thought... man, I had some thought, and it went away. Oh, so the Aerostar thing, as y'all were breaking it down, I was just thinking to myself, I mean, what are the chances he didn't go back in time and plant that seed into Johnny's head at some point?
Sure.
Years ago, you know? Mm-hmm. And, I mean, who knows?
Right.
I think that's the beauty of a character like Aerostar. Impact, fails to use him properly.
Right.
Is that... He's a real space traveler.
Yeah.
And his work looks like a guy who has no gravity.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He's amazing.
Yeah, he's incredible.
This guy is incredible. So, wise choice.
And I think, to your point, the fact that he can kind of travel along the space-time continuum opens so many more doors and opportunities as far as storytelling goes.
Aerostar is such an integral part of the universe, mm-hmm. and I think people just don't realize it yet.
Right.
Interesting. Look at your face. That's
well, it reminds me of the first time that we saw someone die on the show. The first time we saw Bale.
R.I.P. Bale.
The first time we saw him get his head eaten and we realized kind of what the stakes were in the show. He did. What the stakes were. And so we see that death is present in the temple. And now that we have this character, there's a way to kind of circumvent that. You know, it's kind of like spoiler alert for Infinity War if y'all haven't seen it, but like when people get all disintegrated, we know there are people that can circumvent that can travel through different dimensions and continuums and things like that.
Yeah, and but that there are timeline issues.
They get Zach Morrison timeout.
Timeout.
Or like Time Cop.
There you go.
Or if you go too far back and you alter too much, it could erase your own existence.
Right? There's got to be rules, yeah.
Of course there are rules.
Mm-hmm.
Can't just travel through time like that.
No, well, willy-nilly.
That's crazy.
Responsible.
That's something that I would like to see, actually, the implications of time travel with Aerostar, because I feel like there's not enough conversation about
it. Yeah, we haven't seen too much of it. Like, we know where he came from.
But also, like, has he changed anything? We see that he's jumping. He's hiding things.
He's jumping.
He's hiding... what? The gauntlet?
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
He's hiding stuff.
Sure. That's right. He did hide the gauntlet for
Girl,
King Corno.
I watched the show.
Yeah. That's true.
Yeah. No.
I want to see a space fight with him and somebody.
Space fight. You all know.
So Drago is free then, right? What's the deal?
So let's talk about this match.
Please,
real quick.
I'm sorry. We've got
a little bit of time left. Right. Let's talk about this match. We get this kind of awesome assisted bulldog to the outside from Cobra Moon onto everyone else at ringside.
Shot put.
I love, yeah, exactly. It was kind of a shot put, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I love stuff like that. Very kind of, we see a lot of creative thinking and things like that. It's very kitschy.
It's cute.
Okay.
It's like the Garfield stuck on the window.
Yeah, it's kind of sweet.
Yeah.
Just hanging out.
Exactly. What did you think, Jimbo?
I thought Taya hit a great German suplex out of nowhere.
Oh, God, yeah. But
like, she flips off Jeremiah Snake.
Oh, yeah.
He bites her hand, and then she's just like, no. And just German
just drops him on his head, you know. No,
so she's impervious to poison.
There you go. To venom. It's canon. She's immune.
Just canon now.
Yep.
I keep getting stuck.
PJ in. Black doing PJ Black things.
Yeah.
You know, just Peach.
And then you brought up something.
Peach.
He's the Nickelodeon kid.
Yeah.
What? I don't know. He's so neon.
He's just a wild.
I expect there to be a vignette.
Like Omar Gooding.
Yeah, where they're like, PJ, what should we do? And he's like, I don't know. And that explains why he's so neon.
He's Nick
green.
Arcade.
Yeah.
Oh my
yeah.
God. And that would be Willie's favorite wrestling character of all time.
Nickelodeon kid.
That sounds like a great name.
Wait, yeah. We only have 5 minutes left, and there's really important things to talk about.
That's right. So we get Johnny Mundo hitting an absolutely beautiful end of the world to get the win for the World Wide Underground. He gets one wish. He gives that wish to Aerostar.
Sweetheart.
Demands that Cobra Moon set his friend Drago free.
Alliances.
Aerostar's friend Drago free.
That's some mafia-ish.
Yeah,
you're doing favors.
He's setting it up. So they leave to go be buds again. Taya is in tears. She says he's an idiot. After all they've done, it's for nothing. But then he says, Cobra Moon couldn't grant my wish. Only you can.
Yeah.
PJ Black grabs the ring from his pants.
What else happened?
And then Johnny Mundo gets down on one knee. And in his best Randy Savage voice...
Do you want to reenact it?
Yeah.
I'll be PJ.
Paul, you be...
I don't know. Oh, Nickelodeon. Oh, there it is. Nickelodeon box. Here you go.
It's an orange ring box.
Yeah.
Will you marry me?
And it's so real.
It's,
she didn't know.
Did she not know?
She didn't know.
I was wondering about that.
She didn't know when they show her face and
she's
legit
bawling. I was wondering about that as we're
her lashes are coming off.
Oh, her, yeah, no. That was real. That was very real.
I wrote real emotion in my notes.
I cried. I'm still kind of crying.
Sure.
It was so beautiful.
It was good stuff. It was a great moment.
It was such a good moment, mm-hmm. and it was kind of perfect for their whole, I keep trying to not say baby face because it's gross and annoying, but like, they're like, nice person push.
Yeah.
So it was kind of perfect. So, much better than John Cena's.
Relatable. Maybe that's what
so it's we'll, relatable. We'll get to predictions real quick, but we promised for y'all.
What's the closing shot?
What's that?
What's the closing shot?
The closing shot. We will get to that. Okay. We will get to predictions.
Sorry.
Before then, we've got a very special segment. Rachel brought up that we give a lot of love to our YouTube viewers. But if y'all are listening on iTunes, remember, download, comment, review, subscribe, rate, 5 stars if you're nasty. But if you're on iTunes, we want to give you a little special something. So this is Rachel's ASMR corner.
This feels so gross.
This is Rachel. No, it's fine. It's no big deal.
I just wanted to say thank you to everybody who's listening on iTunes. We really appreciate it. And if you could go ahead and... Oh, fuck. It's so loud. If you could go ahead and rate us 5 stars and leave us a comment, just anything you're feeling, anything you're thinking, we'd really appreciate that. Thank you.
And that was Rachel's
ASMR. Rachel's ASMR, everybody. Our very, very special
NPR voice.
Yeah. My name is Ruthie Penmanini.
For all y'all ASMR heads out there. Now, the stinger for this episode, we see Ricky Mandel backstage, having been sent to hit the bricks, as Johnny Mundo said.
Kick rocks, kid.
He's got his doll.
Yeah.
Was it Rosa? Was Rosa her name?
Sure.
Something like that.
Didn't feel like that.
It's either Rosa or Maria.
Rosie,
one of those.
I think.
Or something.
Maria Rosa.
But he says, I have a wish, too, that Johnny Mundo and Taya will be together till death do them part.
Yes.
So we're going to kill them both.
So
sweet take over the World Wide Underground.
Josh, can you hit us with that sweet prediction music?
Dink-a-dink-a-dink.
Yes.
Good and now, Thurman. Your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
It's right in my head.
Is Ricky Mundo going to commit a double homicide?
Nope.
What do you think?
I think the doll's going to do it.
Oh, interesting. Okay. Or at least going to try, like Chucky style.
Like drop the safe.
Oh, God.
I don't know. I think it was just a sweet sentiment thing, you know, he's just like, I'm happy for them. I hope they stay together forever and don't die. And if they do, I hope they die together. Because that's what lovers do. I don't know. It's a sweet moment.
It'd be, you know, that is.
Trying to ruin everything.
That is very sweet. I think that he's going to try to kill Ty. Ooh, this is real based in nothing, but let's do it.
No, sure. Those are the best theories.
Well, yeah. What if he, and this is how Dirt Sheets start.
Yeah, exactly.
I said it. It's real. What if he tries to kill Taya, Taya dies, mm-hmm. and then Arrow Star's like, you help me, I help you.
Ooh.
Goes back and woogity.
Genius.
Superman's it. Oh, wow.
Flies around the world faster.
Yeah, yes.
makes time go back.
Why? He could just travel through time. He doesn't need to do that.
I like that. I like that theory a lot.
Yeah, I hope something like that. I hope something akin happens.
Sure.
But, you know.
I can dig that.
Some single white female stuff.
Exactly.
Yeah. Wow. Yes.
Now, will we see, now that the Worldwide Underground are sort of done with their business with the Reptile Tribe, will they kind of join up with Jack Evans, who will probably remain a jerk for this season?
He's a real jerk.
Yeah, jerky jerk butt face.
No, I think that he is so consumed with...
XO?
I think that's going to take up a lot of his time. Ooh, Ty dies, comes back, and then Ty comes back, and they're all fine? I don't know, man.
I hope Jack can look inside himself and maybe find a part of him that... he hasn't shown before. I don't know.
Wow.
Interesting.
Oh, I like that.
There we go.
Exotico Jack.
Dark Jack. Vampiro.
We didn't get a chance. Real quick, we have such little time. Jack, how do you define this? Jack Paul. Jack London.
Jack's my name. My dad's name's Jack.
Paul. Actually. How do you define the difference between this new Dark Paul London that we've been seeing this season?
Mm-hmm.
Is it just a new jumpsuit codpiece?
It's a shoot. Yeah, it's a shoot. Don't meet me in public.
This has been the real Paul all along.
Pretty much. Yeah.
And your new little...
Yeah, you know, that was around last season.
Was it?
Yeah, we there's a match I had with Mill, and that's where it debuted. So thanks for paying attention, viewers. that people seem to like that thing. But yeah, you know, I think if you're a fan of German Expressionism... you'll like where this is going.
Oh, wow.
What a way to send us off. Guys,
now I have to
thank you so much for tuning in. We've been having a blast this whole season, as always. Next week, you heard it here, we'll have Exolicious in studio. We'll be talking about season 4, episode 10. Until then, Jimbo, where can they find you?
Find me on Twitter at Jimbo in the Booth.
Rachel.
Rachel Sam Evans or Rachel Sam Vance. Both of them.
You have to be over 18 to join the membership of the website and parental consent. We're doing at London Foo. Twitter and Instagram. I'm an Instagram model.
There you go. Guys, you can find me on all forms of social media at TimeAtThesePMA. Tune in to Championship Wrestling from Hollywood on Saturdays, 4 p.m. Check those local listings, all that good stuff. But until next week, viva la lucha.
Hey!
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.